Hey folks, so the purpose behind this episode is to talk to you about what I've been doing for my own career, just starting this month, which is to teach first. So what do I mean by teach first? Well, I basically just mean as soon as you learn something, go out and teach it. So I've been talking a lot about goals this month on LinkedIn and on YouTube. We're starting up a new series called The 4 P's on my personal channel, which is called just called Adam Hessler, I believe. I'd have to go back and check. I haven't actually used it in a long, long time. So basically, what I wanted to say here was that if you learn something, there's no point in just keeping it and then not using it. But there's a good chance that you probably won't need it right away. Whatever you've learned, you might not need that second or that week or even that month or even that year. I find that I'll learn stuff and then it'll only become relevant maybe a year later. I'll be in a work situation and I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that course I took, and there was that part about that course, and it taught me how to do X, and oh yeah, okay, so that applies to this situation. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is teaching before you've really even had a good use for the information. So as I was saying, I find that I take an awful lot of online courses, so I love LinkedIn Learning, and I use it all, I wouldn't say every day, but I use it, say, at least a couple of times a week, and so I'm basically going through, I'd say, on average, 3 or 4 courses a month. Now, I do make sure that they're very purpose-driven, so they have something to do with a goal that I'm trying to achieve. So right now, a lot of it's around, you know, getting more education on business analysis and project management, that kind of thing, event planning, just because those are the types of areas that I'm trying to get into for next position. And what I've found, though, is that although it's great knowledge to have, I don't really do anything with it. So what I did was I decided, okay, I'm just going to start doing LinkedIn videos on different topics every month, and I will have a set schedule of what to focus on for each day, and maybe even drill down to the week level, so each week actually have a theme within the grand monthly theme. It sounds more complicated than it really is, but what was important about all of this was that I just started doing the videos regardless of whether I knew what I was talking about truly or not. But what I found was that I actually know quite a bit about goals, and I've actually had quite a bit of experience with goals. So it was actually very relevant information and actually very valuable to a lot of people. Got lots of great feedback and lots of great engagement on all my videos. So what I find is once you know, you've picked a topic, just go out and get it started, just like we were talking about in the last section. This particular section, I want to touch on what do you do, how do you know how to pick a topic? So how to pick a topic, really, I think this is where the fear thing comes into play, and, you know, people might call you out on being a so-called, what is it that they call them, fake or been trying to be a know-it-all and not really knowing anything at all, you know, being disingenuous. And what I say to this is, as long as you're genuine and real and honest about what your level of knowledge is on the topic with everybody from the get-go, so maybe at the beginning of each video you just say something really short and sweet like, hi, I'm Adam, I'm talking about, you know, goals this month, this is my experience of what's worked for me. You're not trying to put it out there that you're Mr. Expert. You're just saying, this is what's worked for me, and I hope that it will work for you too. And so what happens is there's really no need to even worry about what you're going to talk about. Just pick any topic. It doesn't matter what it is. Just pick it and pick something that you find interesting right now, or you might be focused and learning about right now, and just go out and start talking about it. You don't necessarily need to do videos. It could be anything, and we'll get into that in the next section. So for me, I'm really loving doing videos, also enjoying doing the podcast here. I really enjoy the platform that Anchor is built here. I think it's very easy to use, and I really enjoy using it. So I'm willing to use it. So really, how you actually put yourself out there depends on you. So you might actually want to just have conversations with other people, and maybe you do this as a way of getting people to come out and have coffee with you. Maybe you just say to them, you know what, I've been learning a lot about goals and I'd like to share something about that with you. Or you might want to do a podcast like me. And, or you might, there's a point that I want to share there, but I'll come back to it in a moment. You might want to do videos. You might want to do, what are some other options here? You might want to do blog posts. You might want to go on to forums like Quora or Reddit and actually talk about what you're really passionate about. So then, the other point that I was going to make there was that you don't necessarily have to make this public. Now, it sort of defeats the purpose because obviously you're not really teaching anybody other than teaching yourself. And there is still value in sort of regurgitating out a bunch of stuff and then so that you can then hear it back to yourself and find out, you know, how well do you really know what you're talking about when you hear it. But it does help an awful lot when you can actually get feedback from people based on each time you post something new. What is it that they bring to the table that they know that you don't know on the topic? And this is really where the collaboration comes in between different people. And your knowledge on the topic then raises or becomes more impactful because now you know more the collective knowledge of everybody that's engaged with your posts on social or maybe it's a podcast or on a blog, whatever it might be. So really, I would encourage you to make it public if you can, but if you feel like it, you might want to just try out just being private at first and then try going public later. So in the last segment, I just want to say, just have fun with it. No matter what happens, don't worry about anybody, any of the naysayers or the haters out there that might say, oh, you know, you're being ridiculous. You don't know what you're talking about. They will come along. Don't worry about them. Just ignore them. And embrace all those people that are willing to give you honest feedback that's constructive. We're not building a building here. Constructive feedback, and really embrace that feedback and learn from those people because obviously they do have knowledge that you don't know. And really enjoy the process of sharing whatever it is that you know, because there's somebody out there that needs to hear what you know. So concluding things up, we talked about today on sharing your knowledge and going out and doing it. Basically, as soon as you've learned something, teach it. And that's why the episode was called Teach First, because it's really this idea of not allowing yourself the excuse of, oh, you know, maybe I should go and get some experience and maybe I need a few more courses or whatever. You don't need any of that stuff. You will learn far more in teaching something than you will in the, you know, sort of education or experience part of it. You will learn way, way more. Because even experience, as good as it is, doesn't force you to actually think about and put together your ideas in your head and then actually regurgitate them in a clear and concise manner. So, that's it for today. And really, as I said in the last section, just go out and do it and embrace the fun and of it all, including the ups and downs and the failures and the successes. This has been another, our first episode, I was going to say another episode, but our first episode of How to Move Your Career Forward. Thank you very much for showing up for yourself, and showing up for your career. Bye-bye.